Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
My wife Lydia and I were riding bikes around our hometown of Ferndale last weekend. It was pretty and it was warm as it gets in Ferndale anyway. A friend pulled up in his truck, asked if we wanted some lingcod he'd caught that morning. Well, sure. And he said he would deliver it. Lydia laughed and said, "We really do live on Sesame Street." Ferndale will look a lot like Sesame Street this weekend with the annual Bargain Lovers Weekend. This is a village-wide yard sale with over 100 separate sites. Many places go all out, like the Ferndale Library and the museum. Residents who have a good corner or a nice yard often coordinate with their friends and roam from the country. Once you find a place to park, it's easy to roam around and shop. It starts at 9 a.m. Friday and ends with cleanup at noon on Sunday. For some info, call 786-4477. If you come, I caution you to drive carefully. Some people are blinded by all the bargains, and I've seen shoppers just walk out into traffic. If you're going to drive down to Ferndale, you may as well make a day out of it and have lunch. One of my favorites is the Ferndale Pizza Company, owned by our friends Skip and Lori. In Ferndale, we call it Pizza Co., and they usually feed a lot of people on Bargain Lovers Weekend. Right across the street used to be Humboldt Sweets, featured on Guy Fieri's Triple D. They closed and moved to Nevada, but the place has reopened with new owners. Cowtown Cafe has burgers and ice cream, fitting for the Cream City. Some people can shop yard sales all day long, but the rest of us last about an hour or two. If that describes you, let the shoppers go and head up to Fireman's Park and the Lost Coast Beer and Bocce Tournament. This is the 11th annual event organized by the Kiwanis and sponsored by Lost Coast Brewery. It starts at 8 a.m. Saturday morning for registration of 4-person bocce teams. They have food, they sell Lost Coast beers, and the Kiwanis call their Bloody Marys famous. For info, call Jay at 496-7005. There's a new event planned for Ferndale the following weekend. On Saturday, September 22nd, there will be Peoples and Steeples, a walking tour of the historic churches of Ferndale. Tickets are $5 for adults. Children are free. The tour includes 8 historic churches and former churches. The event is from 10 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon and benefits the Ferndale Museum. Call 786-4466. One of the sites is the former church that's now home to the Ferndale Music Company. A tour of the old steeple is well worth it because the building's been lovingly restored. It's now a music venue. We've seen some great musicians and comedians there. The acoustics are outrageous. There's really not a bad seat in the house. The next concert is musician-songwriter Molly Tuttle on October 14th. And Saturday the 28th, Ferndale Rep is showing Young Frankenstein. Anyway, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.